This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we began a new message, actually the seventh message in our series from Hebrews. The series is called Jesus Is. This message is entitled Jesus Is the Guarantor. I want to read the entire text because we didn't have a time to do that yesterday. It's Hebrews 7:22 that says, Jesus has become the guarantee or guarantor of the better covenant. Now, there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, Jesus is able to save completely or forever those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Some of the most important words in the New Testament I just read. We'll continue this message today from Hebrews 7:22 and following.
What does it mean that Jesus is the guarantee or guarantor of a new covenant? It means he's good for it. The word in the King James Version, I think, is the word surety. He is the surety for our salvation, our covenant. And why this is important is this. You don't need to go through your life wondering whether or not you're going to make it to heaven. People argue over a term called eternal security. Well, I know a lot of people who live in what I call eternal insecurity. They don't know if they're going to make it or not, depending on what time it is. They don't know whether they're going to make it or not, depending on the day of the week or depending on what crisis is going on in their life. And Jesus has the guarantee of a new agreement, meaning that he's good for your salvation. And when you trust everything that you know about yourself to everything you know about him, he's willing to make a difference in your life by saying, I will guarantee, personally guarantee. Just like somebody guarantees a loan and says, I'm good for that loan. Jesus said, I'm good for your eternal salvation. I think it's important that we tell children today and in our young people what it means that they have a Savior in Jesus Christ. There's a book written called God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater by Kurt Vonnegut Jr. In it is about Mr. Rosewater is a successful businessman, and he has a son named Elliot, and he realizes that his son Elliot doesn't have the brains or the talent to be a successful businessman himself. So in the book, Mr. Rosewater offers his son Elliot the best advice he can give to a son who's not that bright, not that talented. He said, Elliot, someday a large amount of money is going to change hands. Make sure you're in the middle of it. What advice? I mean, can you imagine giving that advice to your son? Someday, a large amount of money is going to change hands. Make sure you're in the middle of that. And that was the best advice in the novel that Mr. Rosewater could come up to give his son, Elliot. I want to tell you the best advice you could give a son or daughter is that someday the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is coming back to claim his own. Make sure you're in the middle of that. Make sure that you're in the middle of a relationship with the one who said, I stand good for your salvation. I'm the guarantee or the guarantor of a new covenant. What does it mean that he's able to save completely that those who come to God through him? That's a very powerful statement, and somebody came today to know this, that the Lord has the capability of saving you completely. You have got to believe, get this, that the Lord has the power to save you personally, not just the world in general.
Well, that is an important statement. Do you believe that God has the power and the capacity to save you completely? That's the thought line. We continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, as always, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to this message again or to any other message you may have missed on Cross Hope, God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.